This is interviewing Professor Hockenberg on February 22nd, 1973 at Bonn. Now, well, first of all, what institute was this in Berlin that you were, or do you go back earlier than that? I don't know.
No. I made my studies in astronomy, and during the war I was forced to work on high-frequency physics. And so after the war I had both the high-frequency education and also the astronomy education. And we started with observations or with astronomical problems in 54 with the sun. We made measurements of the sun at the solar eclipse. And
Who is we? What institute is this?
It is the Institute of the Heinrich Hertz Institute of the German Academy of Science at Berlin.
I see.
This is a high-frequency institute, and you see the development. I went over from the astronomy to the high-frequency physics, and after the war, I had I was director of a high-frequency physics institute.
When you say high-frequency, do you mean microwave work, or do you mean
microwave and also although we had in this institute, we worked on ionospheric problems in propagation of waves and on microwave physics.
I see.
And so we began to measure the sun in the high frequency physics range. At first, we had an 8-meter dish and made measurements at 20 centimeter. Then we went down to 10 centimeter and to 3 centimeter, and in a later step to 1.2 centimeter, a little bit below
the water vapor
line in the atmosphere.
Now this was in 54, you said?
It was in the range between 54 to 57. And we made also in this time, 54, expedition for a solar eclipse to Sweden and North Germany. Now, that was the beginning.
There was nothing before 54 that was,
there was nothing.
Radio
astronomy. It was forbidden to do anything for us in this.
I see. Until when was that?
Although 54, it was still forbidden, right, to work in the 21 centimeter. But the institute was situated on the Russian side, and they gave a little bit the permission.
They
said nothing to do something like this.
So
especially it were astronomical problems, not radar problems or so on, and so we get not official permission, but it nobody.
They wouldn't stop you.
Yes. that was the situation.
Well, I was told that in West Germany, the there was military regulations stopped in 1950 or so, but they went longer than in East Germany.
Yes, yes.
I see.
The next step was that we built a dish of 36 meters, but it was only a dish movable in the North Meridian instrument.
Yeah.
And with this dish we made some measurements on galactic radio astronomy, the galactic structure.
When was that built now?
This dish was built between 57 and 58. It was a little bit later than the construction of the Stoker telescope in the meantime here in West Germany.
How short a wavelength could you operate?
The dish could operate to 10 centimeters, and with the inner part, 3 centimeters.
And this was located where?
south of Berlin, not far from the town, about 20 kilometers south of the center. But this instrument had no good development. I left East Berlin 61. And until that time, during that time, we made the development of parametric amplifiers, but we had no, the development was not finished when I went away. And after my going away, the radio astronomy in East Berlin went down. They had the problems to develop, to work on science with industrial respects. And so the radio astronomy stopped, and later on it went a little bit down.
Is that still the situation in East Germany?
Yes, it is still the situation. They have no great activity on in radio astronomy. They make some measurements on solar physics and not more.
But now you mentioned that there was a little bit of work done with this antenna before you left on Galactic.
Yes,
what was
we
that?
We made a survey of the Galactic plan at 408 megahertz.
And this was published?
It is published by Richter. That was a student. He made his Doktorarbeit. What it means? It's thesis.
Right. And where was that published? What journal?
It's published from the Academy of Science in Berlin. Don't exactly know the. I think it is one of the series of the Academy.
I see. Okay.
Yes, 61 I went to Bonn here, and at that time, and I began, I started my activities at Bonn in 62, July 62. So I'm nearly 10 years now here at Bonn. When I came here, Bonn,
Excuse me, before you talk about Bonn, I still have a question. we'll flip this over now.